It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. And we've been bringing her in the last couple of months because, you know what, holidays are a great time for a lot of people, but they can also be a pretty tough time for someone if they're suffering from a loss. And a loss is a loss. It doesn't have to be the loss of a human life. It can be the loss of a relationship. Maybe you retired, or maybe, you know, you've lost your job or anything like that. A loss is still a loss, and everything is going to change when the holiday times roll around. So we bring Amanda in to kind of give people some ideas as to how to help people that are going through that, or if you're maybe going through that yourself, some ideas of, you know, how you can switch up and maybe enjoy the holidays a little bit more this year. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave, for having me. I always appreciate being in your studio.
So let's start off with, we've talked in the past about sometimes people go through the holidays, and it's great for a lot of people. But there are some people out there that it's just not. It's not a good time of year.
It's a super hard time of year, absolutely. And you mentioned it, is, you know, you grieve, whether it be a loss of a job, loss of a loved one, loss of a pet even. Facing the holidays can be really difficult for anybody in that position. And so I think it's important to remind everybody that everybody grieves differently. Everybody has their own timeline for grief, and that there should be no pressure or expectation put on somebody who is in that grieving process, whatever that looks like for them.
And as you said, it can be the loss of anything. And
yeah,
and sometimes if it's a loss, you know, by a death, so it could last for a while. It could linger for a while.
Yeah.
And because you have set traditions and everything like that, that you do with your family. So I guess one of the questions would be, one of the big things that a lot of people and a lot of family have is holiday traditions.
Absolutely.
Is it okay to continue with those traditions, or should you start new ones?
Well, I think that depends on the family. I am a firm believer that if you have traditions in your family that bring you joy, absolutely continue doing them. But if they're going to be triggering or activating or make you yearn for the person or situation that you once had, then no, don't do those traditions. Create new traditions, things that are meaningful for you, because that's what it's all about. What's bringing you joy? What's making you happy in this holiday time?
And the other question too would be that, you know what, If like you said, if something has brought you joy throughout the years and you feel like it's still going to be a positive for you, then go ahead and do those things.
Absolutely.
And continue to do those things. But I guess the major question here would be, you know, what are some things that people can do to, you know, remember people this time of year, or help them to do that?
Yeah, there's a plethora of things that we can do to honor our loved ones during this time. Number one, first and foremost, is taking care of yourself, because that's what our loved one would want us to do, is make sure that we are doing our self-care, we're getting enough sleep, we're getting enough water, we're doing our exercise, all of that stuff. Of course, taking care of yourself is the first number one way that you can honor your loved one during the holidays. Other possibilities, lighting a candle. They can even be battery operated, that maybe you light on the 1st of December and you turn off, you know, at the end of December or after New Year's or whatever that may look like for you. Making or buying a special ornament to cement this period of time where you are facing the loss, and you want to remember how you are feeling, and so that you can look back on it and see how much you've grown throughout the year, right? Writing them a letter. I think that this is so cathartic for a lot of people, to write a letter to your loved one that you're missing. And whether it was a traumatic passing or a natural progression passing or whatever the situation may be, writing a letter to those feelings, acknowledging those feelings, but also knowing in the back of your mind that you're going to be okay, you're going to make it through, I think is extremely important and again, cathartic and healing. And then you can either burn the letter or maybe tuck it away somewhere and have it as a reflection to look back on. Other ways that you can honor your loved one is, creating a playlist of all of their favorite songs that you can play during the holidays when the family is all together. You can reminisce about, their songs and how you interpret their favorite songs or how you felt that they interpreted it, why it was such an important piece of their their life playlist, right? Taking time at Christmas dinner or New Year's dinner, any family gathering, to honor them by just saying their name and maybe going around the room and sharing a special memory of your loved one or experience that you have had, I think is another great way to honor your loved one. I mean, there's a plethora of things, and anything that makes you feel in the presence of this holiday season is going to make all the difference in the world to you. You know, you're already going into the season where you're not buying them a present and they're not buying you a present, but we can still honor their presence through the holiday season.
And before we get out of here, we need to talk about this part of it too. You're really talking about how, you know, you could do that. How about if you have a friend or a family member that has experienced that loss, and what would be one of the best ways or some of the best ways to, you know, help them maybe ease that burden a little bit this year?
Or I love this question.
Would it be something as simple as just inclusion, or inclusion, what else would be?
Inclusion, absolutely. If you have a family member or a friend that you know is going through it, because we know our loved ones, right? We know, we can tell when they're struggling and or even anticipating that going into the holiday season is going to look different, it's going to feel different. How can we make them feel included? I think that simply reaching out, making the time for that extra text message, extra phone call, or hey, I'm at Smith's right now. You know, do you need anything for your dinner tonight? Or what time can I bring dinner to your home? Being proactive instead of reactive to our loved ones who are going through it, you know, this holiday season is going to mean all the difference. So instead of asking, hey, what can I do for you, kind of be a predictor of what they may need or foresee them needing in this time.
And another great way is there are certain groups in our area, and there's plenty of support for people that like to do that kind of thing. Another thing that's going on, and this is going on Christmas Day, from 2 to 4 at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center, Brenda Dieter and a bunch of people in the community are throwing a Christmas dinner. If you are alone, if you've got a family that just needs, you know, a little help, if you're sitting there and you're by yourself, all you've got to do is give them a call. You can give them a call. It's 820-8140. And tell them that you want to be included. They will even come and get you. They will take you home. And it's all about, once again, it's about inclusion.
Absolutely. Bringing people together in the community that need the extra support, that want the traditional meal or whatnot, but maybe don't have the energy or the gumption to put forth that much effort, because it is a lot of effort, especially if you're by yourself.
So. Right. And not only that, I just, another one just popped in my head. What if you're new to the area?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's a great networking, to meet new people who share similar experiences or whatnot. That would be a great networking opportunity for people new to the area. Our college students who might not have been able to go home for the holiday season to be able to come and still have dinner and enjoy music and camaraderie and things like that. Absolutely. I love that.
So get together and you know what? If it's something that you feel like you need to do, help out everybody that you can this year. That's really what the holidays are about, and be there and be present.
Absolutely.
And help them out. Yes. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate the time, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.